This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Zach Voorhees, big Google whistleblower, about to expose vaccines, starting the next segment. You were telling me about this article out of Breitbart that I hadn't seen, where, of course, there's lawsuits, and they're finding all these irregularities, thousands of people voting the names of dead people. Oh, no, that well-known problem across the country doesn't exist. It's racist to say so. What the hell does that have to do with black people that Democrats are going around in the cemetery getting people's names and voting in them? Again, the media injects race into everything.
Yeah, right. What has the media been telling us? They've been telling us that there is no way that there's election rigging that's happening across the nation. And now there's a lawsuit that says, hey, look, Detroit, you're using dead people to vote. And their response is not that, no, we're not. They're saying, no, that's racist for you to even think that that's happening. It's a direct attack on people of color. It's like, come on. Why is accusing them of voting dead people to vote a direct attack on people of color? I don't get it.
When we were playing that clip of Joe Biden earlier, some people might not have been tuned in, might have missed it. While he's speaking, the crowd, like, braying sheep, going, racist, racist. They just, like, it's a magic word. They're like, racist, racist. When they're talking about Trump and things, they're just braying like sheep, like it's magic. And I'll be out on the street and have a leftist toddle over. And they used to say, Russian agent. And they're like, ah, I got you. Now they go, racist. It's always like some weird white person. And I just laugh at them, and they look all freaked out, like, what, my magic word didn't hurt you? Like, I'm supposed to go, no, no, please. Like, I burst into flame, or like that movie Scanners, my head starts puffing up. And I go, I mean, it just doesn't work.
I'm melting.
Exactly. Say racist. And like, oh, I'm melting.
It's like, I'm sorry. It's almost 2020. It's like, we don't see that anymore.
You know what Zeus does when he throws thunderbolts down to kill somebody? He goes, oh, racist.
Right? That they got rid of that from the Greek and Athenian legends. Everyone was claiming racist.
There it is. Look, that guy says racist and it's over when he says it.
Yeah. So apparently claiming dead people can vote is racist. Also, there's an interesting story that my friend dug up where he discovered that if certain aborted children in California don't have to be issued a death certificate. And this is true. And there is this theory of, well, why would they do that? Is it because they are registering to vote as Democrats 18 years later?
Ah, say that again.
Okay, so in California, there's a law that they passed in 1997 that stated that a fetus that was aborted at a certain time frame didn't have to be issued a death certificate by the hospital.
Yes.
And so there is this theory that those aborted fetuses are now voting in California.
Well, hell, I mean, they've been caught doing stuff just as bad as that. I mean, they just had Judicial Watch lawsuit a few months ago came out, and it found that it's pretty amazing, like millions and millions of people had voted illegally or in the names of dead people.
Yeah, and there was like more people registered to vote in certain counties in California than there are actual people in the county.
But, you know, that's racist to bring that up.
I know, right? Why is that racist?
It's like if your tire's flat, you just go, it's racist. Or like if you're a landlord and somebody wants you to fix the toilet, just go, racist. You don't have to.
Right.
Or if somebody wants you to, like, I mean, let's say a waitress brings you out like a soup with a fly in it. Just say racist.
Right.
It'll fix any problems, what I'm saying.
We should look to Iraq to really on how to vote because they got it down cold. They take your finger, you dip it in ink after you vote, and then you can only, you know, put your finger in ink once, and that's it. Does your finger have ink on it? Sorry, you can't vote anymore, you know? But now in California, now in Oregon, you don't even have to come in to vote. You can send in a mail-in ballot, And whenever I see a state instituting a mail-in ballot, I realize, okay, this is paving the way for massive election fraud that's going to come in.
That's 2 + 2 = 4, which is racist.
The 12 days of Christmas super sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, I'm going to give your number out. Call in and tell us your horror stories or your stories about how you found your knight in shining armor when they gave you that vaccine. Which is really just a company producing something they're going to put in your body that they claim will teach your body to have a learned immunity to it. Artificially learned immunity, which no one's arguing isn't a real science. I know the whole history of it. The problem is they've been given liability protection. Now they're lying about what's on the inserts. Now they're trying to pass laws to not have the inserts and not have to tell you what they can do to you. And here's the thing. Gardasil was doing trials 18 years ago, and it killed a bunch of people that took it. It caused autoimmune disorders in others, sterilized women, caused cancer, and that was all over local news around the country, people dying in the test. Rick Perry, who had a Merck former head as his chief of staff, said, well, I'm going to say it's a civil emergency, so if a governor or the president does that, be a governor too. It gives liability protection to that vaccine because it's mandated. And they rolled out a product that was banned in Japan and India and places where they tested it and killed people. And they dumped a drug banned in other countries on the American market. Think about that. And it's the same thing that we see with 5G. Israel invents it, bans it for security and health reasons last year. 5G is illegal in Israel. But they're selling it to us. Now, again, Switzerland's starting to ban it, and it's different states, cantons. So it's the same thing. They go safe and effective. They have fact sheets at the drugstores when you go there, Walgreens, CVS. But they're not the vaccine inserts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, just the other day, I had the crew. Just go to Walgreens. They tried to not give us these, and here are the real inserts. This is what comes with them by law. You read this? The magnifying glass says it can kill you. It can give you Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, all these other disorders. How'd you like to get a case of permanent epilepsy? How'd you like to get cancer? You need to read the adverse reactions on these. And do it while you can. They got laws in Congress to stop issuing these.
Now Facebook is intercepting the sharing of these nutritional labels on these vaccines and preventing the spread through social media. That's the newest thing of the last month. They don't want you sharing the information that's on the vaccine label, which is incredible.
They were just scrolling through, and I read, there are undetectable items in this that may interfere with info and such and such. And then it was just everything you're reading, just deadly, 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 deadly.
Did you know that there is an entire human that they inject when they push that vaccine? The cells that they use to incubate a lot of the vaccines is actually...
an entire genome.
Entire genome, because they use aborted fetal tissue in order to grow these, you know, vaccines.
And then, so the fact that it's causing an autoimmune response to that is going to cause an autoimmune response to all the other genes in the body, many of which you match, which then is going to trigger autoimmune disease in your body.
And it's not just
bingo.
It's not just the DNA. It's also the fact that you're injecting an immune agitator called an adjuvant. So that could be mercury, which is, I think they banned it.
Aluminum.
Aluminum is still legal. And that aluminum adjuvant says to your immune system, hey,
impairment to fertility. Oh, the MMR shot hurts your fertility. Maybe it's best we not read this. Oh, adverse reactions. Look at this. Vasculitis in your heart. Digestive. Oh, pancreatitis. Oh, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. Diabetes. Hey, you like diabetes? Is that right there? Type 1 diabetes?
Where?
Scroll up. Back.
My brother's got type 1 diabetes.
And they say it's genetic. Really, what does it?
Oh, it's 1 in 100,000 is what they say.
But now it's increasing. Listen. They told one of my good friends that when his daughter went in and they gave him the vaccine years ago, and all of a sudden she got type 1 diabetes. The whole children's ward was full of kids after that shot that got type 1 diabetes because it gave them pancreatitis.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to even treat it and save their pancreas, they just say, hey, your kid's on this forever. And then once they put them on it, they never have the insulin again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, look.
Brother.
Following vaccination, children, reactions in joints are uncommon and generally a brief duration. But then it goes on to say, but it actually might give them arthritis in some cases. And look at that. Isn't that nice?
See, don't you hate that doublespeak? They say,
oh, look, it might give you measles. You see that?
Because it's a live measles vaccine.
The risk of serious neurological disorders following live measles virus vaccine administration remains less than the risk of encephalitis following infection with wide-type measles. Did you hear what that just said? The risk of serious neurological disorders following live measles virus vaccine administration remains less than the risk of encephalitis, and it goes on, following injection with wild-type measles.
The side effects of the measles vaccine is measles. Isn't that weird? One of the side effects of the measles vaccine is measles.
But it's okay. It's not going to cause neurological damage as bad as the wild one. But then they lie to you and tell you there's no problem, safe and effective. But this live video is banned on Facebook. And if somebody tries to clip this out and just show you the insert, they're going to say, that's not medical. They're not allowed as talk show hosts to read an insert. It's like, hey, don't read on Drano that it says you can burn your eyes out or if you drink it, it'll kill you. Only a doctor is allowed to read that to you. In fact, you're not allowed to read it either.
You're not a qualified authoritarian to make these certain comments.
That's what they say on Facebook. You've got to be a qualified expert.
Yeah, unless you are know-nothing 16-year-old that wants to push the climate alarmism like
Greta,
then all of a sudden it's like everyone's saying, oh, yeah, we should listen to this kid. It's really weird, this double standard about how you can't comment on certain things, but you can if you go with the agenda.
They had the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. Tens of thousands died. It was all over the news. No one debated it. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine. I have a really good friend. In fact, everybody knows his name here on the show. His mother is fighting, like I said the name, for her life after what they call polio-like virus ate her spine.
Polio-like virus. I wonder if it's polio.
Well, this individual was vaccinated previously, but they're in an area with the precious little migrants from Syria. But you see, oh, polio is eradicated. So when you get polio, either from the vaccine or someone else from a third world country, remember it doesn't exist. So it's now polio-like. Oh, they've eradicated death. They just call it death-like symptoms. If a death has been eradicated, there's still times when people, you know, you rot, you go away, you're never here again, your physical body. But that's not death. That's death-like.
May include side effects like death-like symptoms or death.
Yeah, right. You're learning how this works.
Yeah.
Look at this. Death from various, and in some cases unknown causes, has been reported rarely following vaccination with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. However, a causal relationship has not been established in healthy individuals. See contradictions, contraindications. No death or permanent, what does that say? Permanent
sequelae.
Sequelae reported in the published post-marketing surveillance study in Finland involving 1.5 million children and adults who were vaccinated with MMR. Oh, but don't worry. Look, oh, that was back in 1982. Everything's fine. And I mean, you got to read this stuff for yourself. Unbelievable. And we're just randomly just scrolling through one of many here. Why don't you read the Gardasil contraindications? Read that. Hey, listen, don't worry about that. Just know this. We're not living as long. Cancer rates are way up. Neurological rates are way up. IQs are plunging. And infant mortality is exploding. So keep taking those shots.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Vaccine for my research is the Gardasil HPV, human papillomavirus.
I took it, too, before I knew.
And I didn't know this about you. And then the boom operator talked about a family member in great shape, amazing, took it and got ovarian cancer. And by the way, it says on the insert, increases ovarian cancer. It's been tied to sterilizing women. Everyone in Mexico, school-age girls, are basically being forced to take it. The headlines say it's the law. It's just like here, it's not really the law. And, boy, are they getting sterilized. And, again, I don't want floods of illegal aliens up here that are told to hate America and want welfare. But I don't want to sterilize all the Mexicans either. You understand? So the leftists have this, oh, we love the third world, we love the migrants. Remember, they didn't just give black people in the U.S. syphilis and vaccines. They did it in Peru. They did it all over the world. They did it to poor white people. They do it to poor people because they don't know what hit them. And Zach Voorhees, I'm going to shut up and I'll give you the floor. You're going to do a whole PowerPoint, and we're going to air it either this week or next week and make a big deal about it because we just do something, it's no big deal. If we do it big production value, you can really run through it all. But before we get into some of your documents here, tell people your experience with the Gardasil.
Yeah, so while I was working at Google, I decided that I wanted to get vaccinated against HPV. Who wouldn't, right? You take a shot, and all of a sudden, there's one less thing to worry about. And then after getting the shot, I started getting kind of sick, like headachey, started getting like the flu a lot. And now in retrospect, what I suspect is that I suspect that the vaccine was a contributing factor. And I suspect this because of all the poisons that are in these vaccines. And so
Well, brother, when they give you a big fat spectrum of cancer viruses that aren't really attenuated, your body is freaking out. And then every contaminant in there, your body now creates an autoimmune response to that. And that's really the big danger. It's not the aluminum. All that's a side issue from my research. This is mainline science. It's whatever else is in there. Just like that insert said, oh, there's other stuff in here. This may cause an autoimmune disorder. That's why autoimmune disorders are skyrocketing.
Yep.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, and that is part of what the adjuvants do. They cause the body to have an immune response to the vaccine that's in there. And as a result, most of the time, your body's going to be like, it's the vaccine that I need to inoculate against. But sometimes it's going to inoculate against your own tissues. And then, boom, you now have an autoimmune problem.
Let's explain that again. Most vaccines got grown on fetal tissue at one point. Later, that may grow that base group on eggs or something. Or on vats of blood. They have lots of growth material. But it still has human DNA in it. And so your body is going to start having autoimmune responses to human DNA.
Right. Like it takes in that DNA. It says to your lymph systems. And they pull it apart. They're like, what's here that we need to, like, generate an immune response to? And then it's like, aha, it's like this protein that's expressed in your kidneys or your connective tissue. And now, boom, your body is attacking.
Now you got lupus.
Now you got lupus, right? So this happens all the time. And, you know, it's a mystery. Why are all these diseases happening? And
why is it all getting so bad?
Scientists,
I only made this corn out of a monkey fish frog. And hogs eat it. They die. They eat the GMO corn. Have Gardasil. Hell, have some Roundup. It's good. You can drink a whole good bottle of this. And the Indian farmers go, oh, really, and kill themselves with it.
Ever know anyone?
Doesn't do too good for them.
Ever know anyone with a peanut allergy?
Yes.
Do you know why? That peanut allergy happened?
Tell us.
they were using peanut oil as an adjuvant for vaccines.
Yes.
And now they've stopped, and now the peanut allergies have gone way down.
And that's why, you eat a peanut, almost kills you.
Yeah, no one talks about
it. I mean, I did know the answer, but I didn't want to steal the punchline.
All right.
But hey, what's wrong with the diet for peanut allergy? It's liberal.
Right?
Why are you racist?
Too many people.
Why are you racist against peanut allergies?
Yes.
People deserve their peanut allergies.
Yeah.
People love, they work hard for those.
Yeah, and it really sucks if you have...
Well, take my uncle, the one that's still alive. He worked out on a ranch. He cut himself, was around horse manure. That's got a lot of tetanus in it. Went and got a tetanus shot. Arms and legs swole up. Everything else almost died. And the doctor told him, yeah, the tetanus shot did this. Don't ever take one again. I mean, but then they act like, oh, vaccines never do anything wrong. Oh, that's made up. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
There was a lady who worked here. She would do the show logs. She's, she'd write some of the notes, what we talked about, to put headlines up and things later. And she was going to go to Vietnam. So they told her, oh, here's the shots you take, the State Department said. And she was wearing a mask here for like a month and everything. And she said, no, they told me from the rest of my life I can never take any vaccines again because once you have a bad reaction, you can't ever take them again. But on the news, they just say, Zach, just take them. Just keep taking them. There's nobody ever had a problem, Zach. What's wrong, Zach? I just can't swallow. My uncle almost died from one. My mom almost died from one. My grandmother was given polio from it, and the doctor told her that back in 1954. But everything's fine, Zach. You got really sick when you took one, but everything's fine, Zach. Everything's fine, Zach.
Did you know that the polio vaccine contained a virus that caused cancer and that one-third of all the vaccines that were given in like the 1960s were contaminated with this oncological virus?
SV40.
SV40, that's right, Simian Virus 40.
They estimate 100 million people got cancer from it and tens of millions died. How liberal!
Yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact.
Oh, but it the good of vaccines outweighs the bad. No, it doesn't. Because the truth is, it's a eugenics program. It's like the fluoride and all of it to dumb you down and make you infertile so the ruling class can dominate you. None of them take any of the vaccines, folks.
Yeah. It's interesting that the president of Russia recently stated that they were not going to put any fluoride in the waters in Russia because he said that fluoride should only be used in the gulags. It should not be given to the general population. I thought that was fascinating. And you know who was pushing this fluoridation in the waters? None other than George Soros.
He loves us.
Man, I don't get why he is the enemy of humanity. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, he signed on to, when you're 14, helping round up your fellow Jews and send them to death camps, you get an early start with Beelzebub. He'd pay him a top general.
Isn't it funny how the ADL says it's anti-Semitic to criticize a Jew killer like George Soros? It blows my mind, like that 60 Minutes interview where he says that it was the most exhilarating time of his life.
Look, all George Soros demands fluoride added to drinking waters in schools, helping the children. Ah, liberal. Even though the American Medical Association, Harvard, all admit massive fertility drops, massive cancer, massive IQ reduction, all given to you by Soros. And Alexander Soros smiles down too when he's not at Aleister Crowley rituals. he takes photos of himself at the Aleister Crowley events.
George Soros does.
No, Alexander. He's very proud of himself.
Yeah.
Such a powerful young man.
He's an evil villain in the making.
Well, you look at him, he just looks like a sack of garbage.
Just like his father. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, I mean, again, they've got to serve Satan. They've got to commit to pure evil. Because when you get into that level of Satanism, if you don't absolutely turn yourself to the dark side, you are not going to be happy camper.
Luckily, there's people that have you, Alex Jones, to come here and say the truth and tell people what's really going on.
Well, I'm certainly trying, but I have gone a little bit crazy. Hey, Joe Rogan talked about Bohemian Grove. It was pretty good.
Wow, it's becoming mainstream. My gosh, look at that. Millions of viewers.
Yeah. You know, I'm not allowed back on right now because it was the number one podcast you ever did.
Was your interview?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, they had a big article out the other day. It's like, number one he's ever done. It's confirmed, but just I'm not allowed. Like, when you're number one, you're not allowed to be on air. You understand how that works, folks? Because we'll tell you, read the vaccine inserts. I mean, just don't believe me. It's right here. Just can't have that. I mean, come on. Safe and effective. BS.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Another time. In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
12 days of Christmas were happening at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world. Another time. His life was green and good. Until the Christmas act.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget, we're in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. If you fund this, you'll continue to see incredible stuff like our battle tank rolling around every town and major city of this country, exposing the globalists and gobbling up all the headlines for freedom. Our intrepid reporters confronting globalist politicians with hardcore facts, triggering chain reactions. I got to say it, InfoWars, because of your support and this great crew and our great guest, is delivering. I am very, very blessed and very, very honored. But I don't want to say I'm satisfied, because we're getting very close to defeating the globalists, and that just makes me that much more hungry. So Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree is back in stock, 50% off. That was the first day of Christmas. Second day of Christmas, Brain Force Plus, 60% off. These cells are still going. They compound each day. Day three, knock out the great sleep aid, eight natural systems together in one pill for deeper, better, more restful sleep. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, super strong, super great under the tongue. Selenium, Biotrue Selenium from the mustard seed, it's excellent. All apparel, 20 to 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can just make the order, put somebody else's address, put in the note on the checkout that it's from you so they know why they got a T-shirt or a book or a film or whatever you send them. And now today, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean, focused energy, 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other big specials as well. We have the new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's discounted. But by shopping with us, you don't fund the globalist agenda, and you fund the operation. You get the truth out, and you get your great products at the same time. I should also tell you that you can find Zach Voorhees and his great Twitter account, where he does really fearless work, hadn't been banned yet. I don't know how. That Perpetual Maniac and so much more. You'll find it all there, Perpetual Maniac. On Twitter, Zach Voorhees, you know, I said I'd take calls. You're going to be back tomorrow. We're just ranting today. We're going to take some calls coming up. We'll get the number out at the end of the segment. We're going to do a PowerPoint that we're probably going to shoot you there tomorrow. It'll air this week or next week. We're going to really push it hard, where you can spend 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you want, commercial free, to really lay all this out. But go ahead and start getting into your facts now. I've been interrupting.
So we have a bunch of studies that have been done by the CDC and various organizations around the world. The mainstream media does not want to talk about them, despite the fact that they come from the CDC themselves. We've been able to get them out of their cold, dead hands with a FOIA request. That is the Freedom of Information Act. And the person we should thank for this is the Children's Health Defense Fund, which is done by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So we thank you for that, Robert F. Kennedy. I want to get into the first one, which is the CDC's unpublished study on Hep B, which showed dramatic increase in the risk of autism, 7.6% times increase, sleep disorders, speech disorders, and neurodevelopment disorders.
And that's given right at birth, and you might as well just throw your baby up against the wall. Might as well just, you know, drop them a few times on their head.
Yep. Next up, we have...
This is the chemical lobotomy at birth.
That's right. Next up, we've got the hepatitis B vaccine, which increases the odds for special education by nearly 9 times. Okay? This was published in 2008. There it is right there on the screen.
This is just, what's wrong with the lobotomy? That makes us a little bit more... that was a jab this into my cerebral cortex a little bit. I wouldn't have as much, thoughts that are so complex that upset me. Society would run better, right?
And the benefits is that it lowers your SAT score.
Which is also loving and liberal. Please continue.
Which actually makes you more eligible for welfare. Next up is the hepatitis B vaccine in male newborns increases odds of autism by 3X. That's another reason to take the hepatitis
B. And these are major PubMed studies, all linked, all well-known.
Yep. It's funny. Autism is actually a multi-spectrum disorder. It's caused by many different factors. It's basically brain inflammation and a persistent inflammation that...
That's why they call it the spectrum, because there's all different ways our brains try to repair themselves after the massive autoimmune response that happens to the brain.
Yeah, it's like 5 different diseases all classified under the same thing. It's like, you've got fatigue. Well, what's it caused by? Well, it could be like 5 different things, right? That's the way autism works. It's like these 5 different things, but... they just call it, autism. So, let's see. Flu shot increases rate of non-flu infection by 4.4 times.
And there's your big mainline scientific studies.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us see that ourselves. Like, my dad always gets vaccinated, and then he's just like, but I still got the flu. How does that work?
I know a lady that manages a major medical facility here in Austin, and she just got hired by the new group that bought it up to run it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it at that. Well, they come in and watch everyone now and make sure they have a shot. Usually all the nurses and them, they just inject it into a trash can and lie. They all were made to take it. She's deathly ill right now. And a bunch of them are sick, and the company's losing money. She's not a nurse. She's a manager for major medical equipment used across Austin. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, major.
But, Alex, you're not an immunologist. How can you say things that may or may not be
true? Yeah, just all the nurses and all the people are secretly injecting it in trash cans. And this time the new Nazi company literally comes in and watches you take it. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and God bless those nurses that will just throw the vaccine to the garbage and then say that the...
Oh, they all do it. They all do it. But now they watch them.
Now they watch them. There's a monitor that watches the nurses.
They came in. They watched. She's the head lady. She's thinking about coming on. She's literally super sick.
I'm so glad I'm not a baby right now. They've got it rough. Let's talk about DTP. It increases...
This happened this week, brother.
It's happened this week.
This lady manages the whole Austin territory. So she's the boss, so they came in, everybody watched her take it, then they all take it, they were all refusing. Like, line up, roll up your sleeves, we're going to prove how tough we are.
It just keeps on getting crazier and crazier and crazier, right? DTP increases mortality in girls, 10x. That comes.
So in the old days, the Nazis just put you up against a wall like Greta Thunberg once and shoot you. Now we just do it where you go off and linger for a while, everybody has to take care of you, then you die.
Well, the thing is that when they line you up and shoot you, that's too much... You know, cause and effect. Now they want to have probable deniabilities. They just want to make you sick. And is it the vaccines? Is it the water?
Soft kill.
Is it the food? Like, you don't.
It's all of it. It's like, hey, ha.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. Let's see. Vaccination of preemies increases odds of neurodevelopment disorders by 6.6 time per. I keep on wanting to say percent, but it's times. So vaccination, receipt of one or more recommended vaccines was significantly associated with neurodevelopment disorder, while preterm birth without vaccination was not.
Sad. And there's big studies on the Amish just don't get autism.
Yeah, but you know what? That's going to come to an end because now they're saying that the Amish have to vaccinate if they want to attend school.
I saw that court ruling this week.
Yeah. Like,
or last week.
It's like... It's really, and the left is doing it. The left is always like, oh, separation of church and state, church and state. Well, not here's a religious group. They're like, we want to have a separation of church and state. They're like, no, it has to be mandatory.
Your school has to be accredited with vaccinations. They're like, but we don't get autism and we have the lowest rate of infection. Shut up. Take it. We love you.
Do you have allergic rhinitis, allergy, ADHD, autism, ischemia, learning disability, and neurodevelopment disorder, you may have been vaccinated. So vaccination increases the risk of these things.
Look, a lot. Allergies, 30 times.
Yeah.
Come on down. Oh, my gosh.
What is the thing?
A 4.2 times increase of ADHD, 4.2 of autism. Yay.
The common thread here is that these are all tied to the immune system, okay?
Neurological disorders, 4%. Yay! You get a neurological disorder. You get cancer. You get autistic. You die. You have convulsions. You have autoimmune disorders. Yay! Instead of you get a car, you get a car. You get a disease. You get a disease. You get narcolepsy. You get epilepsy. You get type 1 diabetes. You die. Grand winner.
Spin the roulette wheel of vaccination-related injury, okay? Continuing on.
Well, let's just stay there, you evil American. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Your vaccine stories, uncensored, live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Then about 10 days of no food, most people become cannibals. About 80% become cannibals. The other 20% usually commit suicide. And so, your kids are starving to death. I wouldn't go out and grab other groups of people and then eat them. But I'm just being honest. We're talking about the lizard brain kicking in the lower brain.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Let's say a raiding party comes to your house, tries to eat you during collapse, and you haven't eaten in about a week and a half. They're trying to eat you. I'm not going to go out and eat children and stuff, but I'll gun these guys down, and then I'm going to eat them. And I'm not going to enjoy doing that. I'm just being honest that my kids eat food, and I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, I heard people taste like
pig.
Is that what it is?
It's called long ham in the South Pacific. Yeah, I don't have any desire to eat people.
Yeah.
But it's like if you're in a jet, and that famous one that crashed in the Andes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and half of them were dead, they made the decision to eat the people, and they lived.
Yeah.
And so there's this big taboo against eating people. I'm against it, too, but we inject ourselves with vaccines grown on dead babies. That's the same thing.
Can you imagine the discussion around that? They're like, well,
we ate 3 days ago, but this guy's dead, and 10 days is probably going to spoil. So even though we're not hungry, we should probably eat now.
Remember the Mutiny on the Bounty? That's a true story. It was the furthest, you know, open-air navigation by a small boat,
mm-hmm.
like all the way across the Pacific. They all said in the logs that, oh, we sustained ourselves off one bird we caught. No, that word, they ate the dudes.
Wow.
They ate the few guys. The guys reportedly later, because one guy wrote his diary, they said, hey, eat me when I die.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's, you know. I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it.
Oh, on to happier things.
On to happier nuts.
Let's here. Talk about vaccines.
Let's talk about eating our neighbors.
This one is really important to me. This is the vaccination increases type 1 diabetes by 3 times. Now, this is really important to me because my brother developed type 1 diabetes when he was 17. And all of a sudden, he lost a bunch of weight, started urinating frequently all the time. I think he even wet his bed. And then we put him on the scales like, oh, you're 10 pounds underweight. We brought him in. His like blood sugar levels were like 1,300. Okay. And then ever since then, he's had to inject himself with a bunch of insulin every single day. So why did that happen? Why is this so common? It's linked to vaccines. All right.
They cause an autoimmune response in the pancreas. That's on record.
Yeah, that's right. Polio vaccination increases type 1 diabetes by 2.5 times. Raw CDC data shows vaccination on time with MMR increases odds of autism by 3.5 times. So this is the CDC's own unpublished study. The reason why we have it is because of a FOA request.
Well, you're going through 50 or 60 of these. Slow down on that one, Zach. This is the CDC's own internal study, bombshell beyond belief. And 2020 back at the time also covered it. Then the CDC suppressed it. The head of the CDC famously in the meeting said, my God, they'll kill us if they learn what we've done. I've got to tell my kids not to give my grandkids this stuff. This all came out on ABC News. Show them that again.
Yeah, it's right here. Right?
Now put that back on screen, guys, please. Great job, crew. Look at that.
It's you know, it's like this should be given to the public so that they can see what's going on. And they could be like, you know, maybe we should figure out which one of these three vaccines in the MMR is causing this, right? But they don't want to do that. They want to, you know, they want to lock it.
They want to increase the amount.
They want to increase the amount, right? Because apparently...
Oh, it's really good for black folks. By the way, fluoride, all this seems to be way double worse for blacks. Fluoride, whatever the vaccines are doing, the same. Double worse.
We should call vaccines racist.
They actually are.
Right?
For whatever reason, Africans do even worse than... any other group with fluoride and what's in the vaccines. Every study. Just you want to, I mean, you think it's frying white folks. It's really bad for black people.
Next time I talk to a left-wing racist that accuses me of being a conspiracy theorist, I'll just say, hey, you're racist, right? Because vaccines harm a lot of black people more than they do other racial groups.
Well, I mean, look, humans are all the same, but statistically there are known genetic differences. And that's why every long-distance champion runner is Kenyan. There's just something, and that's all the other Africans get beat by them, too. There's just something going on with Kenyans, that certain percent that have a metabolic system that allows them to just run 50 miles and never stop.
Yeah.
Okay, there's just something. Well, you take people that are souped up like that, like a man's more souped up than a woman, okay? And then on average, a black guy, you know, has more athletic ability. They call that racist. A fact. It's in all the studies, folks. But when you're a race car and souped up, you put bad fuel in that, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. You start running a little... thick, you know?
Yeah, that's why fluoride and any other contaminant to black people is really, really bad. It's bad for everybody, folks. Bad for boys. Those girls are the least affected. Why? Stronger blood-brain barriers.
That's right. Yeah, it's stronger blood-brain barriers between on women, and then guys don't have it that much, which is the reason why guys suffer from a whole bunch of diseases that women don't suffer.
Yeah, men are the target.
Mm-hmm. They want a weak male, you know, group. Let's do this next one.
Because it has to do with testosterone. Also, the higher the testosterone as well, the worse these things affect.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay, mm-hmm. So thimerosal containing hepatitis B series increases odds of autism by 3.4 times. Now, what is thimerosal? Thimerosal is...
mercury!
Mercury! It's like methyl or ethyl mercury. Really bad stuff. You get it in your system, and your body starts to attack the cells that it gets absorbed into. Why does your body absorb mercury? Because it seems like it appears to be similar to the other metals above it in the periodic table. Okay? So, human papilloma virus, that's HPV for those of you that don't know this. Virus vaccine increases the odds of asthma 8 times. Moving on, another mercury-containing vaccine, hepatitis B series, increases odds of premature puberty by 2 times. Okay, MMR vaccine increases risk of Crohn's disease by 3 times and ulcerative colitis by 2.5 times. So I actually dated a woman that had like this, and there was just a whole bunch of food that she couldn't eat, and she couldn't figure out why she had it. She thought it was genetic.
And then they find the immune antibodies in the gut.
Yeah, for measles, believe it or not. Yeah. And in 85% of the cases, the people that have like autism or this like bowel
and that's what
disease.
And that's what these doctors were finding. So they just picked a few, demonized them, and claimed that their research was a hoax. But none of it was. It was all true.
Yeah. And then these scientists, they don't want to be lumped in to that, like, you know, fraud, which is labeled by the mainstream media. So they don't go next to those, you know, studies. They don't make a follow-up study on that because they don't want to get slimed like they see the other people were. So, yeah. So MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella. The Marisol containing hepatitis B vaccines, when compared to children unvaccinated with the Marisol, increases odds of ADHD. Should I keep on going? Oh, this one's a bombshell. All right. Highest levels of the Marisol, remember that's mercury containing vaccines, exposure increases autism risk 11 times. 11 times. How do we get this information to the public, Alex? 11 times.
And let's be clear, they know exactly what they're doing. Because the higher the thimerosal, the bigger the autoimmune response. So when they up the adjuvant, which makes the amount they put in stronger, then that causes a bigger autoimmune response, which causes swelling in the brain, which causes brain damage.
You ever hear about, like, sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS?
Yeah, it didn't exist to all the vaccines.
Yeah.
And Australia found it was the vaccines. They covered it up.
And it happens within 72 hours of vaccines. But
that's right.
It's still a mystery. Oh, it may have been like baby shaken syndrome.
Even though Japan found out it was and what, 15 years ago, banned children under 2 from getting vaccines.
You know, Japan's actually got it right. They've actually know more about...
The Japanese are like, oh, we didn't have any babies dying of this, and now they just suddenly are dying after a shot. It's the shot. They went to the study, and it was a shot.
Yeah.
Think about it. Think about this. You can get stung by a honeybee. You have an autoimmune response. You swell up. You get really sick. And if you don't get a shot, you die. I never used to be allergic to them, so my whole group of them chased me when I was like 20. I got stung like 15 times, and now if I get stung by one, I swell up. And for a while, I'd have an EpiPen because it got really bad. And now it's gotten better because I haven't been stung in a long time. But to make a long story short, imagine the newborn baby, and there's like 5-6 shots they're getting. These big, and your body is not ready for that. They have autoimmune responses, and a lot of times they die like a bee sting.
Yep.
Would you just let 6 bees sting a baby?
No.
No, because they're going to have an autoimmune response. Well, what the hell are you doing with big injectors pumping stuff into them?
Like, this is like the vaccine. The baby's like this big, right? Like, if that was like you, like, think how big that vaccine would have to be.
It'd be like
a giant vaccine.
It'd be like a beer can amount.
Yeah.
Like 16 ounces.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, the nurses talk about it, how they watch the babies. A lot of them have convulsions after. And they're like, oh, sorry, they're going to the NICU. Like 5 minutes later. A lot of parents are crying right now. They're like, yeah. Yeah, they want to lobotomize all of us. They want to manage us. They want to control us.
And if you post a video.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.